Setting the bar stories, Kelly.
Examples of what not to do are situations we hope you don't find yourself in.
All right. If you can manage to make it through the day without donating $15,000 to a GoFundMe when you only meant to donate $150, you're doing okay.
Oh, yeah. That's significantly more. Yeah.
Michael's his name. He has a neighbor, a 70-year-old Hindu priest, and he wanted to support him in his efforts abroad by donating $150 to a GoFundMe that was providing like food and to starving people in Bangladesh. So good, you know,
best
good intentions.
Yes,
absolutely. Made a mistake. Instead of $150, he ended up donating $15,000. Now he
then do you say oopsies? Hey, I too many zeros.
Listen, so he did get notifications from his credit card company, but it went through anyways.
Oh, Michael, they're like fine. They didn't pause on that.
Well, Michael realized the mistake, contacted GoFundMe, was promised a refund, but here's where the cringe happens.
Uh-oh.
Before it was processed, the charity saw this huge donation
come through for
$15,000.
Oh, no.
And the person who sent it, Michael, and the person who runs the GoFundMe sent Michael pictures and videos of people in Bangladesh thanking him graciously for the massive donation.
Oh my gosh.
Holding up signs with his name praising Michael. Oh my gosh. $15,000.
No. Oh, put the sign down.
This reminds me of an episode of The Office called Scott's Tots, where he promises kindergartners if they graduate high school, he'll give them tuition to college.
And then they all graduated.
This is so like Michael is seriously going, he's got knots in his stomach.
Yes.
And so finally, he had literally no choice but to explain it was an error.
I only meant to give you $150. I'm so sorry.
And even though he couldn't actually donate the $15,000, he did get refunded. He actually did then go back and say, okay, instead of $150, I'll give you $1,500.
Okay, all right.
And still the host of the charity was incredibly gracious and understanding. Now, this is where it kind of turns into a feel-good. Not only was, you know, Michael, even though he made a mistake, he upped his original donation by, you know, a lot.
He got some traction.
Well, yeah, he shared it on Reddit, which then kind of grew legs, and then it kind of went viral, and TV shows picked it up, and more people heard about it. So then this GoFundMe, the original goal was $26,000. Now, because people heard about this story, it's raised more than $120,000.
Oh, get out.
So that's
good. Look at that. That is a fantastic feel good that came out of some
cringe
embarrassment. Yes.
I mean,
very
absolute
cringy.
Cringe.
Well, so now, keep the signs up for Michael then. Oh, put the signs back up. Yay.
Yeah, because if it weren't for Michael.
Exactly.
Then they wouldn't have the $120,000 now.
Exactly. And blew his $15,000 out of the water. Look at that. You know what? I'm going to raise $120,000 for you.
Yeah, so what originally was an absolute cringe moment where he's like, yeah, didn't mean to do 15 grand. Can't afford that. You know, turned into 120,000. So again,
bless his heart.
Setting the bar story turned into a feel good story. But if you can manage to make it through the day, check your work before hitting send.
Oh, yeah. Oh, double check it.
Then you're doing okay.
Oh, wow. All right. That's great, though. $120,000.
Yep, good stuff there. That is setting the bar on 99.70 JX.